The perfect environmental win-win. Or is it? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Professor Sharon Doty at the University of Washington found a way to plant a rabbit gene in the DNA of a poplar tree.
The mammalian genes are extremely well studied, and this particular one is very good at degrading a whole bunch of environmental pollutants. Many of them are carcinogens.
Yes, a rabbit gene that can give poplar trees the power to break down benzene and hazardous substances.
People wouldn't abandon their contaminated sites, but would plant a grove of trees and clean it up.
A win-win. Waste sites turned into poplar groves. And while you'd think a rabbit gene in a tree would cross some line, Professor Doty isn't worried.
People don't understand how the basic genetic code is the same between many organisms.
But over at the Union of Concerned Scientists, Doug Gurian-Sherman is worried.
When you take a gene from a completely different organism, like a rabbit, and put it into a plant, that's nothing like what we have now. And we really don't know how that enzyme might act in the tree.
Or what would happen to tree-eating bugs that might enter the food chain. It could even backfire, as has happened with attempts to make food crops pesticide-resistant.
Those crops have induced the development of serious weeds that are resistant to the herbicide and are now causing an increase in herbicide use.
So what will happen to the tree with the rabbit gene? I don't know, but they should be really easy to transplant, don't you think? You just, wave a carrot over the hole. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.